So, here we are again. Our nose job. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher, our nose job. My, my, my. What does it mean to have a nose job? How many of us have gone through life with a nose that was just far too long? Far too out of place. Interesting thought, isn't it? How many of us have done that? Well, consider how many have done that. How many have looked at life and judged it by all the things that seem to be coming at them, and in this judgment, feel very unhappy, feel very sorry for themselves, feel that life's just not going along the way it should. And what can we do about it? Dear, oh dear, oh dear, what can we do about it? Well, it is a an interesting thing, isn't it? What can we do about life with all its problems? Well, the first thing we do is we try to see what it is that we are looking at life with. How are we looking at life? Are we looking at life by the appearances? Do we look at a little child and say, you're a little child and you'll always be a little child and you'll never be anything but a little child? No, hardly. We look at a little child and we know that in due time they will grow up and they will be an adult and they'll be super fantastic, supercalifragilistic, expialidocious. They'll be just wonderful, wonderful. And we know that. But do we have the patience? Well, there's nothing we can do about it. We've got to have the patience. When we look at life's problems, do we look at them and say, that's the way it is? When we look at our bank account, do we say, that is the way it is? When we look at our health, do we say, that is the way it is? Well, if that is what we want to do, that is what we do. We look at it and we say, that is the way it is. Kind of a silly thing to do. But, silly or not, that is the way we like to play our game. Now, why do we like to play our game that way? Why do we like to do it? Because we have a big nose. We stick our nose in where it doesn't belong. Whatsoever things are good and of good report, whatsoever things are beautiful, whatsoever things are well, those beautiful words spoken 2 centuries ago, 2,000 years ago, by my goodness, that should be the type of thing we apply every moment of our day. Think upon these things. Whatsoever things are good. Now, if a mother thinks about how the little mistakes are that the child does and the little things that the child does, I remember reading some things my mother had written about our family. And some of the things that she wrote about and she read about and the neighbors talked to her about, she was very outspoken in writing about it. And those things came to pass because those are things she put into motion. Now, some of it was horoscope, some of it was observation of how children act and what they will become. And then whatever was the expectation, whatever was the belief that could be there, the seed, just that little seed that was planted, and that was the result. Now, if my mother had had little seeds planted in her, as she did, that each one of us 5 children were super kids, so we would be, and so we are. If my mother had planted in her consciousness that each one of us kids were going to be the most outstanding people in our world doing the thing that delights us and makes us happy, wonderful. But what are some of the seeds that get planted into a mother's head? Well, my son the doctor, my son the lawyer, being lawyers runs in our family. And no son of mine is ever going to be an actor. No son of mine is ever going to be a dancer. No son of mine is ever going to do this or that. And you see, you don't do that. That's sticking your nose in where it doesn't belong. And of course, those are planting seeds that are going to make life quite terrible. Because if the seed in the child is to do something spectacular in their own way, contrary to what the mother or father think, then they're going to have a fight for it. They're going to feel uncomfortable in doing it. They're going to feel dirty in doing it. They're going to feel dirty in doing what their heart tells them to do. And if we ever feel dirty in doing what our heart tells us to do, we can expect to have some pretty terrible things happening in our life. Because God created us, and we are good and very good, and we are God, and all is God, and nothing else is but God, and we say that something is not good, something is dirty. Oh, goodness sakes. Our nose in our business is bad enough, and in other people's business is terrible. But if we put our nose in our business, and we start saying, well, this is what we should do, what we should be, no. Listen to your heart. Not your nose. What good does your nose do? All it does is gets in the way. Listen to your heart. Listen to what your heart tells you to do and go and do it. And you tell your nose, go aside. If you aren't careful, I'm going to cut you off and make a little pug nose. You know, we looked at little girls when we were little children. And some of the little girls had little pug noses. And we thought that was so cute. Such a cute little nose, such a little puggy puggy, cute little nose, how wonderful. Little did we realize that we were making a universal truth, that when we have little noses, not that big noses are bad or good, but when we have little noses, they're symbolic of keeping our mind, our thoughts in our own business. Oh, I know lots of people with big noses, like Jimmy Durante and many others, and these people had big noses, but basically, they kept their nose out of other people's business because that was not their choice. They made a choice early in life to only be listening to their heart, listening to the happiness within them, and bringing forth that happiness in many thousands and wonderful ways in which they could enjoy all that life really is. We can do that too. We can do that too by keeping our nose out of our business and everybody else's business. I have a very dear friend who is going through some tough times right now. And many people look at that person and they say, oh, they're having a tough time. And I say, you're very sad. With unconditional love, you'd look at that person and you'd see them whole and perfect. But that's not the truth. With unconditional love, you do not judge. You do not put your nose in there. You merely see all is good and very good. All is good and very good. Just the way we are created in the very instant of beginningness of our expression on this life. So, if we can learn to keep our noses out of our business and the rest of the world's business and live with unconditional love, what a happy time we will have, and what a happy life we will have. So today, with the Absolute Philosopher, practice this now. Practice that keeping our nose out of other people's business, keeping our nose out of our business, and living only in the reality that we live in the wholeness, the purity, and the perfection of all right now. Know this is true for yourself, and enjoy it, as I do. My beloveds, I say to you, I love you, I love you, I love you.